Allison Carter with the Milestones Podcast. If anyone was wondering why I didn't have any new shows last week, it's because I was on vacation. We took a good old-fashioned road trip, and it was a great time. And I will probably talk more about that in the next episode. Before we left town, I was already planning this show, so I will stick with it for today and talk about some things we discovered on the road trip in the next show. For today, we have episode 33, and I will be discussing hair and sensory processing. That may sound like an odd topic, but I know there are people out there listening that can already imagine what I'm talking about. For those people who don't know where I'm going with this, you might learn something today. When I think about hair from a sensory standpoint, I usually link it with the tactile system. The tactile system is what most people think of as their sense of touch. The main organ for our sense of touch is our skin, and I think we all understand that our hair grows out of our skin. This happens over our entire body, including our head. I think this often gets overlooked on the top of our head since it is usually covered by hair. Let's talk about the tactile sensory system first. This is the system where we process what we feel on our skin, or how we process things that touch our body. More specifically, our skin is what lets us know that something is touching us. Here's what happens. Something touches you, your skin receptors tell your brain about it, and your brain figures out the details of what is touching you and tells your body how to respond. This is a very basic and general explanation for the purpose of keeping it simple. I want you to understand it in a functional way. The process of sending the information from your skin to your brain and your brain back to your body is normally done in a split second. I also want to mention that there are different types of touch. The two types that I want to talk about specifically are light touch and firm touch. Light touch is considered to be an alerting stimuli. This might be something like where when you walk past someone, the sleeve of your shirt lightly grazes their arm. You may not even know it happened, but the other person probably noticed right away and reached up to touch the spot on their arm where your shirt grazed them. To some people, it may feel like it tickles or a little bit like an itchy feeling that goes away pretty much immediately after it happens. It could be just as simple as you gently touching someone on the arm or back to get their attention, or lightly rubbing your fingers along their arm. You can do this to your own skin. Try taking your fingertips and gently running them along your bare arm. Does it tickle or feel good, or just feel like, yeah, it's okay? What about on your head over the top of your hair? While light touch is generally known to be a stimulating type of sensation, there may be some people out there that find the light touch calming. On the other hand, the firm touch, or deep pressure as we usually refer to it in therapy terms, is typically considered the calming type of sensation. This is more of a massage type pressure, or how much pressure you might use when putting lotion on your arms and legs. This is often the type of pressure we use when giving our kids a bath and using a washcloth to clean their body. Not too much force, but enough to get them cleaned up. The difference between these two could be described in this way. A minute ago, when you were testing out the light touch on your own arm, did you notice that your fingertips ran along the skin, but the skin did not move? There was not an indention where your fingers were moving along the way. Now, the hairs on your arm move slightly, but the skin probably didn't change. Try again with the pressure a little more firmly so that your finger pushes down on the skin, and you can actually watch where your finger is moving the skin, and the skin might be slightly indented. This type of pressure is not really ticklish, usually, on someone's arms or legs, unless you find a particularly ticklish area, of course. Let's just say you are testing out the forearm. It most likely doesn't tickle from the firm pressure. In addition to the amount of pressure, we need to consider the amount of surface area being covered. When you are doing this with only one finger or fingertip, even a person who likes the firm pressure may think this feels annoying. But if you are using the whole hand as a larger surface, it feels different and may feel better and actually more tolerable in general, especially if you are trying to get a calming effect with either light or firm touch. As with all sensory stuff, it is not a simple system. There are two main extremes that I will talk about, but I want you to understand that there is a range of anything in between these extremes. I will talk about it in extremes because that is the easiest way to compare both ends of it. But just know that I know people can fit anywhere in between those to varying degrees. So on one end, you have kids, or people in general, who you might describe as those who love touching. They love hugs and squeezes. They love having heavy blankets on for sleeping. They always seem to be holding on to toys or other objects and fidgeting with things. Brushing their hair is uneventful. In fact, they don't seem to notice or have any issues with you brushing out large knots of tangled hair. It doesn't seem to hurt them at all. Not that you're trying to hurt them, but when there are tangles, it usually pulls the hair and it typically doesn't feel too good. You can put in barrettes or clips or hair ties, and they don't seem to even know or remember those are in their hair most of the time. When you give them a bath and wash their hair, they're fine with it. You can scrub their head with the shampoo and conditioner and let the water run down their face when you rinse it out. They do not fuss about it and hardly even notice the water running down their face or splashing over their head. Haircuts are no big deal. They may even like the feeling of the scissors cutting or the vibration of clippers trimming their hair. They may even seem a little sleepy or extra calm with the vibration on their head when buzzing their hair or trimming up their neck. This child may enjoy wearing hats, especially ones like stocking caps, winter hats, or ball caps that fit snugly on their head. In this type of situation, we generally don't have too many concerns because the child or person doesn't tend to get upset or act out due to becoming anxious over their head or tactile system overall being stimulated. This could be the opposite, in fact, where they don't notice to the point of a safety concern, where they don't move away or pull away from something that may be damaging their head, hair, or skin because they don't, quote-unquote, feel it, or their brain doesn't process the sensations very quickly or fast enough, if at all. If we want to get this person to feel things and become alerted to the sensations, what would we do? Well, we would use light touch. A light touch is going to be stimulating, so it may get them to notice that something is touching their skin or head or hair due to the nature of the lighter touch sensation. In the case of the haircuts and the vibration from the hair trimmer, that is a firm or deep pressure type stimulation, which could end up causing them to be even more calm or even feel sleepy because of the calming effect of the clippers. This type of child doesn't need to be calmed during haircuts because they don't feel bothered by the sensation on their head or hair area. So they either don't really notice or pay much attention to the scissors or trimmers and may even become even more calm during or after the activity. On a side note, since sensory processing is a highly complicated thing, the child may have the same low awareness in other areas, but they could also have the opposite in other areas too. It isn't always the case, but I have seen this a lot, where a child has low awareness in their tactile system and also in their auditory system as well. So in that case, this child may take longer to respond to things they hear, like when you call their name or ask them a question. It may take a little longer than expected for them to realize you are talking to them. You might touch them to get their attention, and it may take a minute for them to even realize you touched them. That is the tactile area again coming into play. We often use a firmer touch when trying to get someone's attention by touching their shoulder or something. You may want to consider trying a lighter touch on the skin of their arm to get their attention in this situation. I have seen kids who have this type of reaction to their tactile system who have longer hair and will bend their head forward so their hair comes down over their face, and they literally swoosh their hair back and forth to feel it move along their face, or actually just bend their head back and feel it along their back too, although they might do this more when they don't have a shirt on, so they can feel it on the skin of their back moving back and forth. There could be some visual and vestibular aspects of sensory processing going on with this, too. Now, at the other end of this, we have the kids who are highly sensitive to touches, those kids who can't stand having their hair cut. They are not resisting because they're having a behavior problem, at least in the case where they have legitimate tactile sensory processing issues. They may act out and try to flee the haircut, but that's because they don't like the way it feels. When their brain processes the touches on their hair or head area, it perceives the feeling as one that hurts or feels very, very uncomfortable. This makes them feel anxious, edgy, or scared because it probably feels like their whole body has been set on pins and needles. I said before that the firmer touch or the vibration from the clippers is typically a calming sensation. Well, that is either in a typical sensory system or in the case of the child who doesn't process the sensations very much. For a child with a tactile sensory system that notices everything that is touching their entire head, hair, skin, or body, the vibration may not be helpful. It theoretically could be calming due to the nature of deep pressure, but in this case, it is hit or miss whether it will work. That may be due to other sensory systems coming into play, like auditory, visual, or vestibular. Or it could be the sensation of the vibration on their head rattles their inner ear. Maybe they're so sensitive to the way things feel that they can feel the natural fluid that we all have inside our inner ears. The vibration might make that fluid move or shake back and forth and cause them to feel discomfort of some kind. I'm not saying that is the case or that is the only possibility, but I am saying that there are so many things that could also come into play beyond just the sense of touch on their head or skin. As with the other example before, when one system is affected, it is not uncommon to see others also affected in either the same or opposite ways, depending on each person. For example, the noise of the clippers themselves could be difficult for the person to tolerate, depending on their auditory processing system. Not just the sound of the clippers, but the sound of scissors cutting the hair or just opening and closing. From a tactile standpoint, though, the feeling of the hair being cut itself could feel uncomfortable. The hair being slightly pulled on at the skin or scalp of the head may feel as if you are literally pulling the hair out of their head. The same goes for just simply brushing or combing their hair. It is not necessarily a matter of pain tolerance either in the case of sensory processing. Their brain may perceive the sensations on their head as painful, but in reality it may not feel like anything more than a fly landing on the head of someone without tactile sensory processing issues. Beyond the feelings going on with their head and hair for this scenario, the child may have already been feeling uncomfortable due to the way their shirt feels on their body, or their shoes, or any other article of clothing they're wearing that day. Someone may have walked by and barely grazed their arm accidentally in passing, and that may have set their skin into a frenzy of uncomfortable sensations. Another child may have unknowingly bumped them while they were in the waiting area of the hair salon and started the anxious feelings. Depending on previous experiences, you may not even be taking the child out to salons to get their hair cut. You may be finding a way to get it done at home. This happens a lot with the families I work with in this situation. They will just get the haircut done for a boy or a girl. They will get it cut as short as they possibly can and keeping it to where it still looks presentable enough. But it's shorter than they would have normally wanted due to the fact that it will be longer before they will have to cut it again and go through that all over again. I know it is stressful for both the parents and the child. We don't want to upset our kids if we don't have to, but we also know they have to get their hair cut sometime. Also in this situation, especially if the child has longer hair, they will not want to have their shirt off pretty much ever. The feeling of their hair on their back and skin is too stimulating and annoying. Basically, it becomes distracting and possibly eventually too difficult to handle, so they become anxious or upset over the way it feels. The child will literally not be able to think about anything else until they get their shirt on in that situation. This holds true for kids who just have a short sleeve shirt on, and they are constantly dealing with the way it lightly touches their arm every time they move their arm. If they are dealing with that issue all day long, it can seem like they are distractible or hyper or just not able to focus on anything for very long. This is not a hyperactivity or attention deficit issue in itself. But it could look like that if we don't understand their sensory systems. So what are some strategies to help with this? One thing you can try, not during a haircut experience, is find a toy or a massager that vibrates. Let them see it every day and practice turning it on and off and holding on to it. If they get comfortable enough, encourage them to put it on their arms, legs, and back, and of course, eventually their head. If they can have some control over it, they may be willing to give the sensation a chance. By using this in a play situation, there should be less danger in their mind. If they can see it every day, it will become one of those familiar things in their world and should become less scary. Now, it is something that they may never actually end up loving, And that is okay, too, although if we can make it at least so that their anxiety level is lower, that would be ideal. You can see some examples of these items on my Amazon links on my website today at mymidwesttherapy.com. Some kids benefit from social stories where you have pictures that show the story of a child going to get their haircut. Keeping it as simple as your child needs, you go over the story as if you are reading a quick book. Make the story familiar by reading it daily so the story becomes predictable to the child. Seeing the pictures and hearing the story at the same time can be helpful. Also, it would be good if the child could start to tell you parts of the story as well. Social stories can be done with actual photographs of your child or another child you know, maybe a friend of your child. This can make the situation even more familiar. Or you may be able to find a video on YouTube or the internet somewhere that works for your child where they can watch other kids getting their haircut. I will have some links to a few videos that I found on YouTube in the show notes for today. You can easily search this as well. I just searched social story haircut on YouTube, and several different options came up. It may be too difficult to go to a salon to get the haircut. You may need to do it at home for now if it becomes too stressful for the child. However, if you do find a place to take them, make sure the person is aware of the situation beforehand and ask them if they are okay with it. That will make a huge difference in many cases. Prior to the actual haircutting moment, take care to make sure that the child is not struggling with their tactile sensory processing issues or any of their other possible sensory issues before you even start. If they are sensitive to the clothes they wear, make sure they have their favorite clothing items on, including considering their favorite types of socks and shoes or sandals. Prepare them by offering their weighted blanket or pressure vest or weighted backpack, deep pressure type activities that are calming for them. They may need to wear headphones for a while with their tablet or music to block out auditory sensations before the haircut, and maybe even during the haircut if that is calming for them. Sometimes people try wrapping a heavy towel or the weighted blanket over the child's shoulders during the haircut. This can provide calming deep pressure and help the child feel more grounded as well. If they have vestibular or proprioceptive issues, make sure they are sitting on a parent's lap or on a surface where their feet are touching the ground or a footrest to give them a better sense of where their body is in space. Otherwise, they might feel like they are off balance or falling over in the midst of all the other sensations on their head. Sometimes it's as simple as letting them have a sucker or a Sour Patch Kids candy or chewing gum during the haircut. You can use those items to both distract them by the strong flavors and the deep pressure of chewing at the same time. If you have found anything else that works for your child or a child that you know, I would love to hear them. If you can send me an email at allison@mymidwesttherapy.com or message me on Instagram under Milestones Podcast, I can pass the information on to other parents who might be dealing with some of these issues right now. One more thing is some of you may have noticed I am now on Patreon. I will have a link to my site on the show notes today as well. Please go there and see what it's all about and become a patron of the Milestones Podcast. Thank you so much for listening.